VFW Mobile.
NKO4CEF Mobile.
Andrew, I heard you call out, but I was on the telephone. So how was your day? Short?
I wanted it to be, but yeah, it's better working a full day, I guess.
Be shorter.
I mean, I had to applaud some of these people. They are troopers, because I've had them putting down floor markings for, like, our logistics aisles. You know, usually about a 3-inch wide yellow strip, and we've got some that are taped, and they stick to the floor instead of you actually having to paint it. And so I had them putting down those. I had them mopping and running a little mini Zamboni, and, man, they've done all kinds of stuff today, and I've still got some that, you know, they want to work, so they're putting in the work.
Actually not in production.
The hall I'm in, it's not running, so we offered work for anybody that wanted it, and so as long as they stay busy, we pay them to be there.
So it should make for at least a few happy people anyway.
Yep.
Eventful. Got a little bit of work done, so that was good. I had to put in a bunch of requisitions for blanket POs for the new year. So I got to get that done.
Yeah, that is good. On this week, I've only had maybe a little bit, maybe an hour worth of work, and then the rest of the day is just monitoring associates all day. So I guess it's good you got something.
I'll be right up till the last day, I'm sure.
Oh, man, it makes for some long day.
I'm a bad spot. Yeah, they were pouring cement today, so there was a lot of traffic in and out of the gate.
Turning the radio again today?
In the radio, but you know you can't help but listen to them when you're wearing the radio.
Yeah, I tell you what, I wish you'd go back to radios at work. Ever since cell phones came along, that's all you get, cell phones and text messages. I love to go back to desk phones and radios.
A lot more productive, for sure.
Yeah.
The frequency for out there, and Richard helped me get it into my Anycone just to pop it in there just to see, and that I didn't want to transmit on it, but I could receive it fine because I typed it in on the VFO on a Baofeng, but it all it did was make a bunch of noise, and then I realized it was digital, so got it fixed to just so I could see if I could hear from home.
Same way, there's a Motorola brand, so it's basically DMR. Whichever service is still the same thing. But you can tell when you hear people talk. So, have you seen the trucks out spraying roads today since you've left work?
Trucks, but I saw that they did it. I saw the sign saying they were doing it.
Not getting anything. I don't know why the rush to spray the roads.
That confidence that they have in the weather guy.
As good as anybody.
They get it right on a good day.
Weird. I got off work and I started noticing that, you know, 101 was sprayed and some of the bridges and stuff have been sprayed. And I'm like, what is going on? I didn't think we were getting anything. I mean, at the most it was rain, but I don't think any winter weather is supposed to really even drop down in the much of Tennessee and North Carolina except the real high elevation.
Thinking that the rain might turn into some black ice once it stopped and got cold.
That might make sense. I would have thought the rain would just wash it all away.
How that works, putting it down and then letting it rain on top of it.
I assume that it would wash that salt solution away, but who knows? I guess we'll see what happens. I was home. I'm on my last leg of my journey on 292. And I get off the interstate, and they got a flag man stopping traffic.
I love it when that happens, right? No way to get around it.
No, not without going way around. And I look down the one road that you can go, and there's a flag man on that road. So it's like, what are we doing? $1 at work.
Get it all up before the end of the year, right?
But I wish they'd patch those holes on I-26 where I get on 85 every morning. They just keep getting bigger and bigger.
With 290, man, it's getting terrible.
Something, and just not enough being done about it, but I mean, I'm sure they do it. It just don't, it don't always seem like it just takes forever to get something done.
Seeing news that, you know, they've been shutting down all these cold fire global warming, and that this year we used most coal ever.
Thing is global warming. KI4DOS said that.
Be on that one.
Not convinced myself, besides a sales point or some way to get people to do certain things. I don't know. I mean, if there were glaciers this far down at some point, they receded long before we got here, so who knows. But, gentlemen, I'm pulling in the park into the driveway, so I'm going to head on in the house and see the wife and kids. So y'all have a good one. KO4CEF, and I'll be clear when you find them.
Have a good evening. Tell the wife we said hey, and I'll catch you in the morning. KN4TFW.
Hey, Andrew. Tell the wife we said hello and Merry Christmas. And now the Earth is just in another cycle. You know, there's already been one ice age. There'll be another one of these days. So we'll just have to wait and see. We won't be around to see it anyway. Go ahead and pick it up at the other station, KI4DOS.
KO4HKX. Hey, Gary. Hey, Ken. 73's Andrew.
Good to hear you. Yeah, I totally agree with you, Gary, that it's just repeating itself. It's the same stuff it's done over and over for thousands of years, and we're just trying to fool ourselves.
Yeah, no doubt. Patrick, did you get some ice or anything up your way yesterday?
One thing we got down here, just a little bit of sleet here and there, is what the wife said. Nothing to amount to anything at all. Now, Friday might be a different story.
There's the roads down here.
Boy Scouts, you know, be prepared. They'd rather go ahead and waste a little salt brine now than they and get ahead of it, and they will get behind with it, and then, you know, all the roads get slick.
That is, it rains before that happens, and when you get driving on it, all the salt's gone.
A lot of it gone, but there'll still be a little bit out there that'll help the melting, I hope. Of course, I'm not worried about it, Patrick. I don't have to get out in it, and, you know, if it can do what it wants to, my cars will stay parked in the driveway. I won't have to worry about it.
Here, tomorrow's the last day for this week.
Tool truck gonna move on Friday. So, as of right now, anyway, maybe a different story after first of the year. But if it's bad weather, it won't move. And too much trouble to replace it.
Longer now to replace it.
I'll be able to get the parts now, unfortunately. But, gentlemen, I've arrived here at the house. I've had to go out to the store and pick up a few things that the wife wanted picked up yesterday that I didn't get to the store for. So I'll take that straight to the group. Y'all take care. Gosh. KO4TEW or something of that nature, or KO4HKX. KI4DOS Mobile, 73.
Hey, can you tell Miss Joy I said hello, and I hope she's feeling better. And, Ken, go ahead.
You have a good evening. KN4TFW.
It all signed up there, Ken. I couldn't quite remember it. Anyway, y'all have a good day, 73. Merry Christmas, KI4DOS Mobile Clear.
About getting a truck. I haven't checked to see how long it would take lately to get one, but I was in one of my shops today, the fleet trucks that do garbage service, and half their fleet is down waiting on parts.
All the trucks that are supposed to be bringing the parts are all broken.
I don't know. I'm just praying nothing happens to mine, that nothing serious, and I can keep going. That's all I can do.
It's, you, with baling wire to keep it going, and then they want to fine you because it doesn't meet the code anymore, you know what I mean? And they won't let a 10-year-old truck go into certain states to pick up parts and everything. It's just getting stupid ridiculous.
Heard an article, it's either the last part of last week or first part of this week, where the shipyards are only going to allow EV trucks in, no internal combustion engine trucks in. I can't remember what year, but it wasn't far off. I think it was 2 or 3 years out.
Get the parts for those, KN4 TFW.
Idea. I really have no idea. Now, I've seen an article on the news today while I was eating lunch. The U.S. Postal Service is buying 66,000 EV vehicles to deliver your mail.
To the test, and we'll find out if they're going to be any good. I just can't see it with the, you know, places that are really, really cold and, you know, having to charge them all the time, taking too long to charge. It's just going to be terrible.
And then GM is recalling 140,000 of the Volts for fire hazards.
Tested them long enough to, you know, prove them out to be a good long-term solution, that's for sure.
I will say what the answer is, but I think they're rushing that one a little too much. I don't think there is any perfect answer, but like I say, I think they're rushing that one along a whole lot there.
Because they, you know, get as good as what I have now, you know, years ago, and they're not no better. I mean, my truck, you know, ain't no better than the 79 model that I had as far as gas mileage goes.
Some cars out there that get better fuel mileage, but the vast majority of them are right around the same window.
At the house, I gotta make it run to the dump before it closes. So I'll say 7-3. Hope you have an awesome evening, and tell Miss Elise we said hey. And I guess I'll catch you in the morning. KN4 TFW.
See you this afternoon, and you tell Miss Susan we say hello. And if for some reason I don't get to talk to you tomorrow, y'all have a Merry Christmas. KO4HX, and I'll be mobile and monitoring.
Have a Merry Christmas and that if I don't get to talk to you. KN4TFW.